Okay, now the tape's running. Turn it up so we can have it on real loud so it'll pick everybody up here. And don't even look at it. Pretend it's not there, but then I don't have to madly write everything down. And I just take it off there. Well, today let's talk about small towns. I had never lived in a small town until I came to Waseca, because I grew up in the Twin Cities, and so I didn't really understand what a small town was all about. My idea of a small town was to go on vacation in northern Minnesota and to a resort or something, and go into a small town that maybe had a movie and a restaurant and a dime store or something, and I thought it was really fun. I never thought about living in a place like that. So it was kind of a shock to me when I came to a town of 5,000 people in 1958.
5,000.
You think that's a lot?
I just hope so.
Well, to me that was a small town. So let's hear about, what do you think about small towns, Alice?
Well, I lived in a small town about 30 years down in Iowa. And it was the most maybe 500 population in town, about 500. And there, in a place like that, you get more associations than you would otherwise. Then they had the ball games was a big attraction. Women, children, and everybody went. There was always a crowd of their ball games down there.
Baseball games?
Uh-huh. Okay. The town boys would play other teams, you know. It was a big day. My husband was a scorekeeper. And so we always enjoyed those big ball games. Then too, north of town, a little town in Massillon, was a grove of trees, which is very, very beautiful, especially in the fall. My husband and I used to just take a ride around to see all those beautiful leaves and things in that small community. Well, the town we lived in, Loudoun, was about, I don't know, 500 or 800, something like that. And everybody's business was your business.
Whether you wanted it to be or not.
It was. And nice and all good people. The ball games are mostly the big attraction of school games, basketball games and all like that. Children and all in it, you know. Big crowds at the school for those games.
The whole town turn out for everything?
Yeah. Yeah, because there's nothing else, no shows or anything, you know. School programs and all of that was a main thing of the town. We lived down there about 30 years.
Hmm. How about
our
you?
Girls were all educated there in the town schools, through high school. And, I don't know, the church, their German community, and they had their Lutheran and evangelical churches. We were not Lutheran or evangelical, and 5 miles away was our church, Presbyterian. My husband's folks went there and all, so we usually took the girls down there to Sunday school and churches and things there down at Wheatland. Otherwise, we took in everything in the small town there. There's not much of a about a block and a half of business district. Maybe three stores, one meat market. Oh, they had a jail there too.
Oh, a jail.
And of course they had their restaurants, you know. There's two of those. And but the Ball Diamond was the main attraction. Of the community. Mm-hmm. And the things at the schoolhouse.
Okay, Gladys, we'll give you a little rest, Alice, and go around, and later we can all join in when we think of things. Do you have any experiences with small towns?
Well, this happened to be the first one, first small town I was ever in, but the one thing, I have to admit, when I came to Waseca, that's a long time ago, it was clicky, and I wasn't used to that. That was different cliques, churches, social, you know, things like that, and I wasn't quite used to that. I couldn't get used to it. And another thing that used to irritate me was if I went to the grocery store for something, they didn't have it in. They didn't know what I was asking for.
Where did you come from?
Mankato.
So you were used to?
A little bigger.
And a little more space.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the same way with wearing apparel. You didn't have much choice. Those are mainly the things that...
Well, then did you move away to Owatonna? And then
no, I never. We lived here.
You lived here then.
Stayed right here. We came here in 1923. And that was a small community then.
Yes.
That was the only thing I couldn't get used to. The clickiness was more the thing that bothered me.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get overcome that?
Oh, yes. The town itself did. It seemed that those barriers were broken and people began to be a little more...
How old were you when you came?
23.
Mm-hmm. Were there lots of other young people or not so much?
Yes. I got into a crowd of young people.
But
still, they grew up that way and they were that way too. And I couldn't understand it. It seems so funny.
That is a problem. It is. How about you, Minnie?
Well, I never went to till I come up here, and I lived in the Iowa.
Did you live on the farm or in a big city, or where did you live in Iowa?
A small town.
Okay, you grew up in a small town.
Small town, just like here.
Okay, how many people were in it?
Oh, that must have been about 500, something like that.
Okay, so that was a small town.
Small town, yeah, mm-hmm. It was. Mm-hmm. There was churches and schools, and I went to Sunday school. And
was your family all there?
Yes.
Your grandmas and...
Mm-hmm. We all lived in Iowa, yeah. And mm-hmm. Then 1918, we moved up here, and I was 16 when I come up. And
your family moved here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So...
How did you like coming here at 16? Were you like Gladys and found that there were some cliques?
Yeah,
already?
And I didn't care for it at all either, but then I got used to it, just like Gladys said, I got used to it.
Mm-hmm. Make your own friends.
Yes.
It's hard to break in. I don't know why women do that. Men do it too, I guess.
I guess so, but it was hard, but then I finally made friends.
What do you think about living in a town, small town? Do you like it? Of course, you grew up in one. Would you like it better than a big city?
I think I would. In a big city, like Owatonna, why? It was hard at first, but finally got there.
So you went to Owatonna from here. That was starting over again.
Yes. And had to go back in different grade, and then... And I kept on going. So that's that.
Yeah. It's hard to start in a new place,
yeah,
especially when you're that age.
Mm-hmm. It's hard, but then I made friends and we got along that way.
Good.
Yeah.
How about you, Carrie?
Well, I lived in Alden.
nothing too far from here.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the 7th and 8th grade. And it was a Danny Danes, mostly Danes. Now, I don't know if it don't make any difference, but they were nice. But they had, every year they had a kind of a Dane shoot. And they used to go out, and the one fellow, he was, they shoot at something. And then the one that wins, they picked him, put him on a pedestal, like carried him all over town.
Hmm.
You know. And I wanted to be in the basketball game. They had one just organizing. But then our folks, they decided to move here. And I was kind of put out on that. And then they had, always just pretty near Halloween. They used to have quite a time there. They didn't have any picture shows or anything. And that was kind of interesting. We went out. My aunt had a... Her birthday was on Halloween.
Hmm.
And they had a party for her. And then after the party, we kids all went out and went all over town to see what happened. And then, you know, they used to go through a lot of pranks. Thing. Wasn't too bad, but then they had a Methodist church, a Presbyterian, and then they had this Lutheran, I think it was the Danish, and I had a relative that married into that family. They went there, and so I went to Methodist and Sunday school and the church. That's about all they had, churches. Yeah, you know. But I don't know, it was kind of interesting, but in a way we had to make our own interest because there was nothing, you know, there, no pictures or no anything, nothing.
So the neighbors got together like they were talking about and went to the school thing?
There was a medicine show came in. And they voted for different ones, for the most popular lady. And what do you suppose? I was the most popular lady of all in the
Oh, my. Oh, that
and
was
And I got
insane.
A gold watch. Beautiful.
For being the most popular lady
yeah,
of all?
Yeah, it was gold,
good for you.
Double case, gold watch. And it was a nice run good, and I had it for years. And I don't know whether the daughter's got it now. She got a lot of things that I did have over there. But I prided that watch because it was quite a nice gold.
How old were you?
Oh, God. Well, now I was 19, I think, when I was here. I must have been a couple of years before, maybe 18, 67, long in the 18s.
So when they moved here, were you in school?
Huh?
When they moved to Waseca, were you in school?
Yeah, I went to freshman here when we moved.
So then you couldn't...
That was in, you see, the 8th grade, 7th and 8th grade together. I went 1 year to 7th and one to the 8th.
Then you moved to Waseca?
Then I moved here in 1980.
So you were voted the best lady
and in... And that was in Alden.
In Alden before then?
Yeah, they wouldn't voted that here. So many
that was when you were about...
So many more popular people.
That was when you were real young? Or did
well,
you go back
before, I was 19 when we moved here. Well,
if you went to high school here, you must have been about 50.
I must have been 19, I think. I don't remember exactly. But anyway, we moved here in 1980.
So how many people were in Alden?
How many? About like Allison, just small, 500 or 600. They never had a picture show or anything there. Nothing, no excitement.
You made your own fun.
I don't remember exactly how old. You see, I didn't start school because I was hard of hearing. I didn't start school. Older than some, maybe 7 or something.
Well, that would make sense then, that you were didn't get
exactly
here until you were a little older.
How.
Sure.
I had a, when you think, I'll try to think of that too. In 1912, I had an operation. I was trying to think how old I was then. I think I must have been older than that.
When were you born?
Born? Well.
When?
1891. August 30th. So I moved here in...
So you were 17 when you moved
1980.
Here?
1980.
Then you were 17?
Yeah, when I come was.
Okay.
See, I probably was older than some, but I didn't start school until I was quite old. I had problems.
Well, that's okay.
See, I'd been in an awful accident when I was little and didn't know if I'd be here to be 94. I died and came to several times.
Mm.
I was thrown out of a raving under, and I thought maybe that would give me the trouble with the shingles. The horse, you know, acted up, and it threw me out. I was hanging on the seat, and I threw out and went in between the wheels. I tried to get out, but you see, I'd fall. I'd faint. I'd kind of die practically in a lot. And then I'd come to, and I tried to get out. And the horse was acting. He was pulling on the line, and every time he'd do that, it would quit. Would bound, come against me. I had an awful time. They wouldn't let me go to sleep for 12 hours. They had to sit up with me and somebody because, you see, if you go to sleep, you don't wake up. And know that. Remember this kiss?
Come in. Well, hi. Oh, don't you look pretty. That's okay.
Remember this Keister boy. He got hurt too. He went home and went to bed and didn't wake up.
Oh.
I think that was it.
Well, let's ask Rita about her experience with small towns.
Okay, thank you.
We're talking about small towns today, Agnes.
Oh. It's kind of late.
No, you're just fine.
Yeah.
Well, this is the only town I ever was in. But I seen it grow. When I was a young girl, there wasn't, you know, too many people.
So you were born here?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I know what a small town is. And I wouldn't live in a big town.
Why not?
Too much, everybody hurrying and bustling around. And in a small town, you know your next door neighbor.
Yes, you do.
And,
you lived in town, too. You didn't live on the farm, you lived in town.
I lived in town till I got married.
Mm-hmm. And you can walk to school?
Oh, yeah, a block and a half.
Go home for lunch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably the best thing is knowing your neighbors so well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Having those friendships.
And then my girlfriend, she lived right across the street that we went roller skating together. But I always liked Wauseka, I don't know. Of course I don't know anything about other towns, but this was my home.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed a lot since I've been here.
Well, it's changed a lot since I've been here 80 years, so it's been, you know.
You can see the change.
A lot of changes when I was a girl.
What do you think the biggest change is in those 80 years?
Well, the biggest change, I think, is that they built houses where I never thought they'd ever build a house. Way, way out on kind of lowlands.
You would say it was country now. There are beautiful homes on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where the university out there, that used to be, I can remember that when I was a farmland.
Hmm. Things change.
Mm-hmm.
Frida, what do you have experience with small towns?
Yeah, I mean,
Did you, were you born in a small town, Frieda?
No, big town, Copenhagen.
Oh, that's right. What did you think about moving to a small town?
Oh.
When did you come? When did you move to a small town?
Oh, I was in a lot of small towns over here. The thing I liked the best was when if you have any children that were sick, they all come and want to help you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you lived in Copenhagen until you moved here?
Yeah.
So you like the neighborliness of small towns?
Yeah, they all seems like they all want to help. You had any little ones that were sick, they all come over, take you to the doctor if you couldn't get them, and they were all so willing to help.
That's good. What was the size of the first small town you lived in here?
Well, I think that was in Nebraska.
In Nebraska?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to live in Nebraska and Iowa and I landed here in Minnesota. And here I stayed.
Where were you the longest?
I think Minnesota was the longest.
Did you see any difference in small towns in the different states that you were in?
No, it was more about the same.
About the same.
Wherever you went, yeah.
How about having fun in small towns?
Yeah, they always had fun. The minister was coming, visit you and seeing your little ones get to Sunday school if you had any. They were more or less nice, more than in a big town, I think.
And Copenhagen, did you know your neighbors and have that kind of...
Oh yeah, you know some, yeah.
Agnes, have you had experience with small towns?
You know, it's hard for me to have my hearing very good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have experience with small towns? Have you lived in small towns always?
No, I was raised. Well, I was a whole town at one time was small.
Mm-hmm.
But I was raised out on a farm, so the childhood was all alone. Only playmates we had when the neighborhood kids would come. And then the only time they would be there, we were only a few girls, so the boys would be there. We'd have to go down the pasture and play baseball.
Yeah.
And we girls wasn't very interested in baseball. But otherwise, as far as dolls and toys, I didn't have much. So I had my dog and my cats.
You had no brothers and sisters?
No.
So you learned to...
My own entertainment.
Your own entertainment.
Yeah.
I did the same thing.
I used to love to go down the pasture. We had a great big rock down there. I used to sit there in the sun. And then I'd go pick flowers. We had a little place in the pasture where we got the cowslips, the little yellow ones. And we had mayflowers, violets. That was my hobby. Otherwise, it was a kind of a easy life.
Easy.
Kind of lonely.
So.
Now, when did you move into town?
We moved into Old Town in 1910.
And how old were you then?
I was, I must have been about 11.
How did you like that?
Well, of course, that was strange. Of course, I started school in town, and that was much different than the country school. And I only went till spring, then I took sick. Mm. I had to have my appendix out.
Mm.
and I wouldn't go back to school, which I'm sorry. But my dad was of the old school, so find a job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never out of the state of Minnesota until after I was married.
Oh.
So as far as my experience of out of town, I haven't much. I used to go to the cities to visit a cousin, but outside that, but...
Well, people didn't travel like they do now. First place, the roads weren't that good.
We used to go by train those days. We didn't have a car.
Sure. I'm going to move the recorder kind of back in the middle, and then we can all talk about small towns. Just whoever can think of something here. Well, you've said that there are neighbors and you get to know people better.
I had two brothers, too.
You have two brothers, too.
Yeah, I did
too. So, do you think that living in a small town, you're a big fish in a little pond, rather than when you're in a big city, you're a little fish in a big pond?
That's what I think. Big city.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
No, I felt
to find a water hole to make my
bicycle. Our town, we were in a small town. What I don't suppose we call small, about 500, something like that. But everybody knew it. Everybody knew each other, you know. And the school programs seemed to be the biggest attraction. There was no shows. Ball diamond was the biggest attraction for the countryside. Everybody, women and all, children and all, went to that ball diamond.
What other kinds of things did they do besides go to the ball games?
Yeah, I kind of mixed up. I got that watch when I lived in Wells and not Alden.
Okay.
Yeah, because she Alden and they're close together, you know. But, we moved so much, I got kind of mixed up.
Well, sure.
I got that in Wells.
Okay.
It'll
be on the tape. We'll get it straight.
Quite young man, you see.
What other kinds of things did you do in small towns besides go to ball games, Alice said, and the school activities?
Well, that's about all. They didn't have no shows. They didn't have no, well, they had little stores. They go to the stores. When I went to the store, why, I didn't know they sent me to the store. I wanted.
Oh.
Yeah.
They used to have street carnivals.
Street carnivals, how did that work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two blocks of them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes two blocks of them.
Yeah.
They'd be up on Main Street, the carnivals.
Street. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have those.
With rides and food
games and everything.
And they've had those exhibitions out in front to get the people back into the tent.
Oh, okay.
And we used to, two blocks of it, we lived in Aberdeen, South Dakota then. And I remember, we didn't need any money to spend. You know, we went around and took all those free attractions in, you know. It was quite something.
Used to fish.
Oh. We lived right in the banks of the lake. I pulled get a bullhead, I look down and see if I go down and get my bullhead, take it up. My dad showed me how to clean it.
Ugh.
We eat bullheads and had bullheads and fish bullheads. I liked it.
Mm. Ugly things.
Well, there was a lot of fishing down in Waseca. Clear Lake was good fishing then.
Yes, it was clear, I understand.
Yeah.
So that was a big sport here.
Yes, uh-huh.
How about Loon Lake? Was that ever a fishing lake?
No, Loon Lake, I don't know. I can't remember them ever say anything that I know they didn't fish out there.
Anybody saying, I guess bullheads were the only thing that they caught in here.
And that was just in the later years that I know Clear Lake was a good fishing lake.
Yeah, that was a good fishing lake.
So the carnivals came into town, what, once a year? Or?
Mm-hmm. Well, that house, that brick house on the other side of across the road from Doc Elgin's, there's that brick house in the corner. That used to be an empty lot. And that's where they had the merry-go-round. and for the carnival. Oh. And then the other was uptown on Main Street, okay. The booths and stuff.
Well, they have big church dinners, I suppose.
Oh, yes, that was an annual affair. The Catholic ones, great one. Every holiday, they had a dinner.
The Catholic church? Mm-hmm. And all the public went, or the church, just the church people?
No, that was open to public.
Mm-hmm.
Especially St. Patrick's Day. That was the big dinner.
And when I was a girl, they had parades, like on 4th of July.
Well, yes, it was always parades. Labor Day parades, at the Veterans Day parade.
Yes, we had all them too.
Anything that you could get a parade, they had a parade. Yeah.
Did they have a band? And
oh, yes. Oh,
high school bands.
High school bands, yes.
After that was formed. I guess they had a city band years before, didn't they? You see so many pictures of that. But they didn't have a city band when we came.
Do you remember a city band, Rita?
Well, they always had music when I was a girl. I used to march with the school kids.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day was a great day for a celebration. That was a parade.
They still have a big parade on Memorial Day.
Yeah. But they don't have the doings like they used to. They just have that dedication and that's all. They used to march down to the lake and throw a wreath in the lake there for the Navy. And then, of course, they visited all of the cemeteries and had their firing squads.
That was different.
Yes. They made a day of it, but they cut that short. Mm-hmm. Now it's just in the courthouse.
That's right.
And then when I was down in the lower grades, like 3rd and 4th, on the decoration day, they came around with little flags. These ones all got a little flag. Then we had a march on the decoration. And we marched way out to the cemetery.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. From the school.
Parade went out to the cemeteries. Mm-hmm. Every cemetery in town was visited.
Yeah, in little. We had to march and parade in cemetery. They wouldn't tell them they wouldn't pass. Little, we had to go to the cemetery. I don't know, Ringling Brothers Circus used to come to Wells, not too much, but, and they went to help with the circus, start out with the parade.
Mm-hmm. Any other memories about small town? What you like best? People?
Well, the friendliness is that years went by, people became closer, much closer. If there was anything going on, it was in a community affair.
Yes, that's the way it was down my way too. Full community in it. Anything like that, the school or the ball games or anything.
What did you like the least about it?
The tittle battle.
The gossip.
Yeah. Some people know more of your business than you know yourself.
Yeah, that's the true. Truth.
Yeah. That was that clickiness.
Mm-hmm.
We did like backbiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could you find most everything you wanted here, or did you, or in the small, wherever you were in your small town, or did you order a lot by mail?
Buy most anything you wanted, a lot of staples.
Sears and Montgomery.
Yeah, that's right, Sears and Montgomery.
Yeah.
She still talks about the cities.
Sure.
The only thing about a small town, everybody knows you. Everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah, that's right.
You go buy a dress, they knew what you paid for it.
That's what I said. Yes, that's just what I said.
I just need it in the store.
Yes, they pull over the price box on
the That's right. Right. My aunt lived on a farm, and she used to pack her eggs in oats to keep them.
In oats?
Pack them in oats to keep them.
Hmm.
And she'd take them in the store. They didn't get hardly anything. just 6-7 cents, maybe just a little for a dozen eggs.
Oh my.
Of course, I didn't get many eggs either. Haven't been laid much in winter like they do now.
Did you go to Minneapolis or St. Paul a lot?
No.
No, we didn't go to cities. No, we didn't either. This, we found enough to do in our little town.
Yeah, okay, so
school programs mostly.
Albert Lea or Faribault or that far?
When I was a girl, we used to get on the train, my mother and dad and my brother, my youngest brother. We went to Albert Lea to the circus over there because we could catch a train back. And then we went to Mankato, saw a circus over there.
On the train?
On a train.
How often did the trains go through?
Well, you could catch the train enough to come back again.
So every day there'd be trains through.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was a big terminal at one time.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. I think there were four trains going north and south, as I remember, but I don't know about the east and west.
We used to go from Minneapolis to St. Paul. My grandma lived there on the train. I was always happy.
It was fun to ride on the train. My husband took me out to see where the roundhouse was. It's gone now.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
That was quite a thing out there, too.
We lived in a small town in North Dakota, and there were only 900 people, so every time there was a new baby, they would say it went one more.
Population went up by one.
But people were very friendly.
Yeah, one thing about small towns is when you go to a potluck supper,
yes,
you have the best food in the world, it seems.
Yeah.
Like.
Yes, bet.
And it seems like it multiplies.
Homemade.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah, you get there, you think, well, maybe we won't have enough, and you always have plenty.
More than one dish, you know. That was the way it was down home.
And that's where you got to exchange recipes.
Yes.
Something like this. So you had to have a recipe with somebody before you left the room.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't make much fuss there except Memorial Day. They all got together in this town, you know, and had brought in food, and then they had...
Is this in Alden and Wells?
Yeah, Alden. This is Alden. They used to get together and then they, you know, the different people, and they had to get dinner there. And they cut a cake. That Memorial Day decorated.
Then the kids would all get into mischief together and while the mothers were getting the recipes.
Yeah,
that's for
right.
Sure. They surely could. Once in a while you'd have to untangle them too.
Yeah.
Well, Halloween was the biggest time that schoolhouse got picked on. The doors were... everything from the countryside and towns packed in the doors. Kids couldn't go to school. Janitor'd have to work hours and hours to get the doors open for the kids to go to school.
Yeah.
That was the biggest trick. Yeah, fix that school so they couldn't go.
I think our time is up. It's 10:30. I wanted to...